till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copacabana? The hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. They fell in love. His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana. Here at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago, when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined, and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony, now she's lost her mind. At the Copa, Copacabana.
That's Barry Manilow, of course, and Copacabana. Comes from the film that he made, or sorry, actually it wasn't a film, it was a video that he did about the imaginary Copacabana Club in New York City. It was played endlessly on the BBC, but only reached number 22 in the UK charts, which is a little bit of a surprise. There's a rumour that Barry Manilow is coming over for a UK tour in November, and apparently his nose should start arriving in mid-October. Played this one before.
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Brilliant track.
Reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare.
It's the wonderful Adele.
See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Is bringing me out the dark.
a massive hit, of course, for Adele, and Rolling in the Deep. Thanks, as ever, to Michelle Ward for another excellent show. By the way, the lorries have moved and she is able to go home, which is good news as well. But carry on with this one. This is Alexander O'Neill. In a moment, I'll tell you about his appearance at Brentwood.
Love takes on new meaning. If you were here, you would know what I mean to say. A circumstance leaves me only waiting. I only want to love you more, more. Can't you understand it? Girl, you know how much I care. It's not the way I planned it, no.
Alexander O'Neill, and If You Were Here Tonight. Now, I distinctly remember his appearance at the Brentwood Festival. That was back in 2015, July 2015, and it was one of those years where the weather, shall we say, was not as good as it could have been. In fact, just before he came onto the stage, there was a massive clap of thunder, the skies turned black, and this torrential rain came pouring down. Now, if you ever went to the Brentwood Festival, you would know that the Brentwood Brewery had this massive beer tent that ran halfway across the field here at the Brentwood Centre. Everybody ran into the beer tent, which I'm sure the bar staff were quite pleased about. But those that really wanted to see Alexander stayed outside and stood in front of the stage, and that included me. And we were absolutely drenched. But fair play to him, he came right up to the front of the stage and he was getting just as wet as everybody else. I think he was doing it in sympathy with us. But his set was absolutely brilliant, and we stood there and listened to him perform that song and lots of others of his great hits. It was a particularly good year for musicians. Also that year we had Pixie Lott, Rebecca Ferguson, Sister Sledge, Billy Ocean, and a lot more. So it really was something to write home about. Okay, now I'm going to play the next song, which is rather interesting. This is Peter Hunt, and I've played some of his songs before, and I've told you a bit of a story about him, about what a great musician he is and how many songs he has written. And this one was a bit special. It's called Hand in Hand. Now, back in April the 15th, 1989, there was, of course, the devastating Hillsborough disaster, where the people were crushed and crushed against the barriers at the edge of the pitch. I decided at that time to put on a charity concert to raise some money for the relatives of the deceased and for memorials, etc. And I chose to do it in the ballroom of the Ilford Town Hall, which was nice and large. I thought it would be a great place to have it. And we got some good people coming along. If you remember Kate Williams, the actress, she used to have a variety show at the Theatre Royal at Stratford East. So she brought her entire cast along and put on a variety show for us. We had some other celebrities as well. The band I was managing at the time, Tri-60, performed, as did Peter Hunt. And it suddenly occurred to me that Peter had written this song, Hand in Hand, originally for his lovely wife, Helen. But this song just fitted so perfectly for the theme of this concert. I rang Peter to ask him if it was all right to use it. And he said, you know, I've had exactly the same thought. This song could have been written for that disaster. So we use that as the sort of theme for the whole event. And it was, we did a recording of it. I actually teamed up Peter with my other band, Tri-60, and they did a version as well. But this is the original. This is Pete Hunt, just with his guitar and his lovely voice singing Hand in Hand.
Many a morning your face, rusted dreams, faded flowers, many a spirit you chase through the dark, sleepless hours, hiding in daydreams. Now we both understand, you and I have been walking hand in hand. Write the names, recall the places, turn the page as you write so many lives, so many faces. The tides and the tides soon sweep our footprint from the sand, but we'll still be walking hand in hand. I'm in a quiet place, my weary footstep chased too, through the storm. The windy night has cleared these sentimental tears to are yours forever. You give to me the gift of life, I give it to, it's ours together. No fear, no fortune, no perils of the night can withstand.
That's Pete Holland with one of his lovely songs called Hand in Hand. Now, if you were listening last week, you remember that I told you how I first met Peter in what used to be the Mother Hubbard Folk Club in Valley Hill in Loughton. Now, somebody else that used to go to that club and perform quite regularly was a chap called Don Partridge. Now, I don't know if you remember Don. He was one of the traditional one-man band outfits with the drums strapped to his back and the cymbals on his knees and all that. We knew he was good, and one particular week he told us that he was going for an audition and he was thinking that possibly he'd be able to make a record. Well, he did make a record, and what a spectacular record it was too. Just bear in mind, this is all him. This is Don with Blue Eyes.
It happens every spring, I hear this bluebird sing. Love is here again to stay, but now that I've seen you, I know this time it's true. Love is really here to stay. The sky admits defeat, the sea will kiss your feet. I could drown in those blue eyes shining now. Everything is right somehow. Blue eyes, stay here with me. Find my world in those blue eyes. Find my world in those blue eyes. Now that I've seen you, I know this time it's true. Love is really here to stay. Blue eyes, look my way. Make today my lucky day. Blue eyes, looking at me. Hope you're liking what you see. Hope you're liking what you see.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Thank you for that. Now, don't forget that I have a guest coming in today, and that is a gentleman by the name of Charlie Flowers, a renowned author, has written tons of books, and trust me, if you've read any of them, you will know the power of his books. They're not exactly the sort of stuff that you doze off reading at night. They are all action, and some amazing things happen in them. So he's going to be coming to tell us about that today, and also a little bit about his life, because I think think it's fair to say it is a life well lived. So that's Charlie Flowers. He'll be coming in to see us very shortly.
And then one day, a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words. Nick and I do a quick head arrangement. Then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world exploded.
Here's the Jersey Boys.
You come on,
come on.
You come on.
Recorded, of course, by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in 1962. This is one of the numbers performed by the Jersey Boys in their Grammy and Olivier Award-winning show in the West End. The show finally closed after 1,000 performances in January of this year at the Trafalgar Theatre, but it is rumoured that another tour is imminent, so we look forward to that.
In the club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola, C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A Lola, 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 Lola. Lola, 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 Lola. Well, I'm not dumb, but
She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Chinatown, and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, 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 ho. She had a dream about the king of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hadi, 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 racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. Had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times.
That's Cab Calloway and Minnie the Moocher. Great song, that one. Okay, Charlie is in the building. We'll be talking to Charlie Flowers a little bit shorter, oh, a little bit longer, or something like that, in a minute.
Part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. My girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due, know it.
and you. Somewhere, baby, somehow.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Okay, we have our guests in the studio. We have Charlie Flowers. Say hello, Charlie.
Hello, Essex. Thank you very much for having me on, Roy.
Excellent. We've got a nice volume there. Okay, Charlie, now, you have been here before, I understand.
Yes, the circle is complete. In about 2012, 2013, I was down here. Very first radio interview about the book series I was starting,
right.
And I was here with Paul and co, Paul Golder, and it took off about 6 months after that. It took off, so it's a good omen to be back on here after 10 or 11 years.
Excellent. Now, I know that we're going to talk mainly today about your latest offering to the world, and then later on we'll talk about some of your previous works and a little bit about your life in the past and some of the weird and wonderful things that you've got up to.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go into too much
detail. No, not too much detail.
So, first of all, tell us about your latest project.
Right, okay, this is a graphic novel series. Part one, this is very good timing, and thank you very much, Roy, and Phoenix FM, because part one will be actually on sale worldwide and through Amazon tomorrow morning. So by the time most people are listening to this, in 24 hours' time, you'll be able to go and actually buy it. Part one of a graphic novel series called Girls on Tour. That's a hashtag there. It's myself and written by Daniel Frey. I'm the co-writer with Daniel Frey. The artists are Jonathan Prack and Nicholas Salamanca from Colombia. The colorist is Juan M. Gutierrez from Argentina. And the soundtrack is done by Dan Wild, DJ Dan Wild, because we have soundtracks for him as well. There are links that I've put on Roy's link to this show, which will take you to the link tree for the whole series and the Amazon link as well. So we are fully commercially engaged on there, and thank you very much for letting me do that.
It is our pleasure. Now, you mentioned about colourists and people doing drawings. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, we got hold of them through Fiverr. They are really good professional guys. Jonath and Nicholas work for Black Sands and Mad Cave Studios, which are a big comics series artist studios. Juan is from Argentina and he's the colorist. That these guys are world level guys. They do stuff for FIFA. They've animated footballers for FIFA, which is incredible, and now they're working for us. Their artwork is insanely good. We've based it on the style of TV series like The Professionals from the 70s and also from films like the original Ipcress file. So it looks like it's an original CinemaScope or Technicolor, the old style of 60s films, very in your face, very bold. Dan does the soundtrack for it as well, so we've got a soundtrack on Spotify for each episode as well.
Excellent. So just to make that clear then, so it's not a book with a few pictures in, it's actually a graphic novel.
Yeah, it's a graphic novel. The graphic novel, if anyone's wondering, as my dad always asked me this, what's a graphic novel different from a comic? Well, a comic is in one part, whereas a graphic novel is in several episodes, and it's comics for adults. So Danielle's my co-writer, she's brilliant, one of the best screenwriters you'll ever meet. It's a story about, let's say, ordinary girls, or relatively ordinary girls, thrust into extraordinary situations. So it's not Marvel superheroes or anything like that. We don't like that kind of stuff. It's about ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Excellent. And so it's called Girls on Tour. This won't be the only one in the series, will it?
No, we're going to be doing this for the next 20 years. So it's going to be a bit like Tintin. We've got plots and ideas for all kinds of scrapes that the girls get into around the world. Basically, they are ladies of the evening from Romania who don't just do that. They get involved in all kinds of stuff, hacking, speedboats, you name it. It's just an excuse for us to get into worldwide themes and have adventures like Raiders of the Lost Ark, that kind of thing.
Excellent. And having read some of your previous books, nothing is very standard about them. So, I mean, they do go into some pretty interesting situations.
And all of it is based on people that Danielle and I have either worked with or met.
Right. So none
of it's really made up, which is insane if you actually start reading. And furthermore, for listeners at home, our very own Roy here is actually in part two of Girls on Tour. The second part is called Sempre Libera, and it will be out in 2 months' time. And we've based a character in there on Roy. He's the dashing community engagement cop who meets the girls in Islington and wonders why they're burgling a charity shop in the early hours, as they do.
He has actually stripped my rank quite a bit to put me down.
Yeah, you've been busted down. You've been busted down.
We
kind of crossed you between yourself and Nicholas Angel from Hot Fuzz as well.
He's lovely.
Screaming in on your mountain bike.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
What on earth's going on here?
Couldn't have made me a detective chief superintendent, could
no,
you?
No.
No,
no,
okay, thanks, Charlie.
You're a dashing sergeant.
we'll
promote you in the next episode.
Yeah, thank you. Now, when you write a book, I mean, I'm trying to write my police memoirs, which is hard enough. How on earth do you do it? Do you say to yourself, right, today I'm going to close all the curtains, turn off the television, turn off the radio, put the cat out, put the kettle on, sit down with a sort of 15 cups of coffee lined up and just write?
Yeah, some people do that. That whole method of getting into the zone. And other people just get drunk. Hemingway used to famously do it. He used to write drunk, edit sober, and it worked for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really depends. And sometimes you wake up in the morning with the idea in your head. I mean, this happened to me on the, I think it was the third Riz book back in the day in 2015. I was all getting ready to write a book with a particular plot, and then one morning I just woke up and there was an idea, which I can say, which was, what if the Mayor of London was Jack the Ripper? Without giving too much away, it's years later I can.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't go away, and I'd wrote the whole book around that. It stemmed from a meeting I'd had with who was it now? Ken Livingstone, funny enough. He wasn't the Ripper, it's all right. We were having a meeting in London Central, the mosque down in Whitechapel. You know,
right.
The one.
Yeah, I know
LMC.
Very well. Right.
Yeah. And I was talking to a guy, Jonathan Friedland, who is a famous author, under
yes,
another
indeed.
Name. Yeah. And I was standing there with Ken Livingstone and an Islamist, a very famous Islamist guy, who'd just come back from Afghanistan, funny enough. And it was just, I think my subconscious had just riffed on that during the night. When I woke up in the morning, I was like, Jack the Ripper! So it can come at any time, but the trick is to not let it go. You know, you've got to sit down straight away and bang that one out, bang it out. Ian Fleming said, you must do that and not ever look back, because if you look back, you're lost. Ian Fleming's trick was to have a stiff vodka martini, get a cigarette on, and just hit that typewriter and not look back, and you know, leave your editors to worry about the editing.
Right.
But just get it down, make the mistakes, don't worry about that, because you've just got to get that into that bounce, that vibe.
Are you one of these people that's sort of sitting on the train and suddenly an idea comes, you scribble it on a piece of paper and regurgitate them later?
Yeah.
Do you know, strangely enough, I've always, as you know, I've been fascinated with music and I've been heavily involved with musicians for many years, but I'm not a musician and I always wish I had been. But I actually have dreams where I write songs. And, you know, those songs are fabulous. And I know that they're original. Even in my dream, I know that nobody's done this song.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning.
And it's all gone.
And it's blank.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, no.
Yeah.
If only I could have a little tape recorder in my head that recorded these things.
There's a lot of songwriters who keep a tape recorder or a notepad, if they can write music, by their bedside, because it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
Me too. I've had that. And just like you, woke up, found best song ever.
Yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's so frustrating.
Hey, John Lennon, Walt McCartney, I bet you're...
It was like that great film. Did you see that film Yesterday?
Yes, I've seen it so many times.
Excellent
what a film. If anyone listening out there has not seen Yesterday yet, if you're a Beatles fan, you must see yesterday. Is it Himesh Patel?
Yes, I think it is.
Himesh Patel. He's absolutely brilliant in it. And so the two people from Goodness Gracious are in it, is his mum and dad, aren't they?
Actually, that's my dentist's name, Himesh Patel.
You sure he's not a Beatle?
He's definitely not a Beatle.
Ask him next time you see him.
I will indeed.
He's just
he's just down the road in Cotswold Road, his dental surgery.
I think this Himesh Patel was the guy from EastEnders originally, but he carries the whole film and he's so good. I mean, weirdly enough, actually, funnily enough, they say it's based on a graphic novel, which is French, which I've read, but the character in it is really unsympathetic, awful, and he manages to kill the Beatles accidentally at the end of it.
Oh, nice.
So I'm not giving anything away yesterday, but anyway.
Okay, now, talk about the music. You say that there's a theme, songs that run through it.
Yeah.
Like a soundtrack. How does that work?
Right, so I used to be in a band, two bands, with my good friend Dan Wild from Cornwall, DJ Dan Wild, and he does original music and soundtracks. So what we do, whenever we release a book, we put up a soundtrack. You can listen to it while you're reading it, get some inspiration from it, because when I write, I always write, like Stephen King and a lot of other people, put the headphones on and get some really blood-pumping music up or something that will inspire you into the bit you're actually writing.
Right.
So, for instance, if you're doing something moody, if you're doing an action scene, I put on some psychobilly or some heavy metal. Rob Zombie never fails. You put Rob Zombie on, you're way ahead. Something that will get you in the zone. So after that's done, we make a Spotify compilation, like an album on Spotify, and it's free. You can go and listen to it, and he does compilations. We all do, actually. Daniel does some as well. So we all write to different types of music, so it's all up there. So you can get an idea for instance, the Deadwood stage, when the girls are embarking on their tour of London, their theme is the Deadwood stage is about to roll, so we put bits of Calamity Jane in there, obviously, to get the mood. That's the bracket, the start and end of the comic ends with the Deadwood stage theme. Right.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because I just so happen to have lined up...
Fabulous!
...a little bit of this.
How did you do that?
Oh, the Deadwood stages are rolling on over the plains, with the curtains flapping and the driver a slapping the reins. A beautiful sky, a wonderful day. Whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Oh, the Deadwood stages are heading on over the hills, where the engine arrows are thicker than porcupine quills. Dangerous land, no time to delay. So whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. We're heading straight for town, loaded down with the fancy cargo, care of Wells and Fargo, Illinois. Boy, oh, the Deadwood stage is coming on over the crest, like a homing pigeon that's a hankering after its nest. 23 miles we covered today. So whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. So whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Whip crack away, whip crack away, whip crack away. Showman, and he smarter operates the Golden Garter, where the cream of Deadwood City come to dine. And I'm glad to say he's a very good friend of mine. Hi, Joe, say, where'd you get them fancy clothes? I know off some feller's laundry line. Hi, Bo, aren't you the prairie rose smelling like a watermelon vine? Here's the man the sheriff watches. More than 27 notches on the draw, there's no one faster, and you're flirting with disaster. With Bill Hickok's reputation, you must. golden garter gonna wet my whistle today. Last of the bars, a three-legged crow. Set 'em up, Joe, set 'em up, Joe, set 'em up, Joe. Set 'em up, Joe.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
A live version there of Bye Bye Love. Okay, we've got Charlie Flowers in the studio and he's talking about his very latest release, which is called Girls on Tour. This is part one. And just before the adverts, we did hear the first theme that goes with that, and that was the Deadwood Stage by Doris Day. Okay, Charlie, talking about music. How is music for you? I know you're in a few bands. Are you like me, where a song comes on and it takes you to that actual, to an actual moment?
Yeah.
connects with that part of the brain. It's what Noel Coward said, the power of, well, he said the power of cheap music. But that's Noel Coward for you. It's like, you know, smelling a particular cake, Madeleine cake in Proust. Music will connect you to when you first heard it, and it will take you back there no matter what. So, yeah, it's extremely powerful.
It is extremely powerful. In my case, it can take me back. You get the feeling of that time, if you may have been a teenager. As that comes on, you are transported back to that moment, and you can almost see everything around you, where you were living at the time, what your car was outside. It all comes back. It is quite amazing.
And it will never go away either.
No.
We do some work sometimes with people with dementias. In my day line of work, and they have things now called memory rooms or sound rooms where they'll put music on, and you watch people change physically when they put the music on.
Right.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Because it accesses a part that, well, we're still debating actually what part of the memory it accesses and how it does it, because no one actually really knows. There's things called, it's called something like the cupboard theory or the staircase theory, where there's different levels of memory.
Right.
But music, if it's connected with you when you were younger, if you play it again any time, it will connect again, and it changes people. You can actually watch them change. It's just something else.
Absolutely. Because I mean, we're getting on some strange subjects, but talking about the brain now, the brain is so incredible, but so fragile in so many ways. As you know, I teach first aid courses, and when we talk about things like epilepsy. Of course, we know that it's when a certain part of the brain is activated, but that can be activated by a smell, a sound, a thought, something that from your past. And when that tiny bit of the brain is activated, instead of it saying, the brain saying to your body, okay, move your left arm, move your right arm, move your foot, everything happens at once, and it sends those signals right across the brain, which is why people then have a seizure.
Have a fit,
So the brain is just an incredible thing, and the power of music. I really feel sorry for people that don't appreciate music.
You do come across them now and again, don't you? And you think, I pity the fool. What's the matter with you?
I play that song, Music. Music is my first love and it will be my last. And it is such a powerful song because, as it says in it, you know, what is life without music? Just imagine it. Just imagine if there was no music in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be sitting here talking all day to people on the radio, and that would soon wear off. Fun of that.
Yeah. We're doing podcasts.
Yeah. Excellent. By the way, for everybody to know that this a podcast of today's show and Charlie's interview will be uploaded onto the Phoenix 98 FM site, and that shall be done by the weekend. So if you've missed any of this, if you've just come in, we're talking to Charlie Flowers, author, and all sorts of other things. I won't try to list the things that he's done because I'll be here till about next Wednesday, so you can have a listen in again at the weekend and find out what's going on. Okay, now what about some of your other stuff? What about, now you talked about Riz, tell us about that.
Well, this is how I started 10 years ago, and that was while I was in here. The last time I was in here was 10 years ago, was I started writing a thriller series in the vein of Len Dayton kind of area, and it was originally just called Riz, and that was the guy's name, the protagonist was called Riz, or Rizwan. And the idea was, funny you should mention it, because we were just talking about inspirations. It was a dark and stormy night at home once, literally, and I was wandering around in my office, and this thought just came in my head, what if James Bond was Muslim? And you're like, what?
I'm glad I don't live in your head, Charlie.
You don't want to live in my head, do you? And it was just like that, and I sat straight down and wrote the very first sentence, and it came from somewhere, and then I don't know what other writers are like, but I always start with the first sentence and then I write the last sentence of the book, and then I've got to bridge the gap between the two.
All right.
That's how I do it. Right. I always have the beginning and the end in my head, and I'm just like, how does the character get to and from there in one piece, if possible? Lee Child, for instance, he writes it completely differently. He has no idea what's going to be happening next. He just decides to put his protagonist in a situation to see if he can get out of it. And it's the classic, I think it was Dashiell Hammett said, if you're ever stuck for something to do, have a dame walk through the door holding a gun. And it works. Just do something. You know. Or Stephen King said, have a bomb that just goes off in a wardrobe somewhere throws a curveball. I digress, sorry. So I started this character called Riz and his other half, Holly. And someone asked me about three quarters of the way through the series, a